Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivajika Jaya Shtetara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sadanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai Pense Kaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. The sixth canto. I have some problem with my knee here, so I have to get. All right. No, this is it. I just have to keep my knee like this. So. Okay. So, sixth canto, chapter 1. Text 34 through 36. Sarve Padma Pala Shaksham Pita Koshaya Vashasoh Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malinoh Sarve Chanutna Vayasoh Sarve Charu Chaturbhuja Dunur Nishangashi Gada. Oh, hold on. You don't have all of the verses. So, what do we do? We'll just do the first verse and then I'll do the rest of it myself. Sarve Padma Palashaksha Pita Koshaya Vashasha Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina Sarve Padma Palashaksha Pita Koshaya Vashasha Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina. Others? Pita Koshaya Vashasa Kiritina Kundalino Sat Pushkara Malina. Ladies? Any ladies like to chant? Hare Krishna. So I'll repeat the next verses. Sarve chanutna vayasa sarve charu chaturbhuja dhanur nishangashi gada sanka chakrambhuja sriha disha vitimara loka kurvanta sena tejasa kimartam dharma palasya kinkarano nishedato. And the word for word. Sarve, all of you. Padma Palasha Aksha, with eyes like the petals of a lotus flower. Pito, yellow. Kosheya, silk. Vasasoho, wearing garments.
Kiriti Naha with helmets. Kundali Naha with earrings. Lasat glittering. Pushkaramali Naha with a garland of lotus flowers. Sarve, all of you. Cha, also. Nutnavayasaha, very youthful. Sarve, all of you. Charu, very beautiful. Chatubhujaha, with four arms. Dhanu, bow. Nishanga, quiver of arrows. Asi, sword. Gada, club. Shanka, conch shell. Chakra, disc. Ambuja, lotus flower. Shriyaha, decorated with. Disha, all directions. Vitimira, without darkness. Alokaha, extraordinary illumination. Kurvantaha, exhibiting. Svena, by your own. Tejasa, effulgence. Kim artam, what is the purpose? Dharmapalasya, of Yamaraj, the maintainer of religious principles. Kinkaran, servants. Naha, us. Nishedataha, you are forbidding. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, you all understand English, more or less, we hope. Is there Hindi translation also? Okay, so those who require Hindi bhashya, piche mein hai, na? Udar hai. Mere Hindi bahut kam hai. Kya baat? But I'll try to speak slowly. The order carriers of Yamaraj said, your eyes are just like the petals of lotus flowers. Dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads and earrings on your ears, you all appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows and with swords, clubs, conch shells, discs, and lotus flowers. Your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us? Purport. Before even being introduced to a foreigner, one becomes acquainted with him through his dress, bodily features, and behavior, and can thus understand his position. Therefore, when the Yamadutas saw the Vishnudutas, for the first time, they were surprised. They said, by your bodily features, you appear to be very exalted gentlemen, and you have such celestial power that you have dissipated the darkness of this material world with your own effulgence. Why then should you endeavor to stop us from executing our duty? It will be explained that the Yamadutas, the order carriers of Yamaraj, mistakenly considered Ajamil sinful. They did not know that although he was sinful throughout his entire life, he was purified by constantly chanting the holy name of Narayan. In other words, unless one is a Vaishnava, one cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. The dress and bodily features of the residents of Vaikuntha Loka are properly described in these verses. The residents of Vaikuntha, who are decorated with garlands and yellow silken garments, have four arms holding various weapons. Thus they conspicuously resemble Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Jai Sisi Gornitai Radhish Bihari, Jai Sita Ramachma. They have the same bodily features as Narayan because they have attained the liberation of Sarupya. But they nevertheless act as servants. All the residents of Vaikuntha Loka know perfectly well that their master is Narayana, or Krishna, and that they are all his servants. They are all self-realized souls who are nityamukta, everlastingly liberated. Although they could conceivably declare themselves Narayana or Vishnu, they never do so. They always remain Krishna conscious and serve the Lord faithfully. Such is the atmosphere of Vaikuntha Loka. Similarly, one who learns the faithful service of Lord Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement will always remain in Vaikuntha Loka and have nothing to do with the material world. Om Agyana Tavarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chapsulamalitam Dena Tatsmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuru Hoti Vachalam Pangalangayati Gurin Jadripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam. Vaikuntha! Many, many times, Srila Prabhupada invites us to come to Vaikuntha. What is Vaikuntha? It is where there is no kunta. What is Hindi word for anxiety? In Hindi? Huh? Chitta. Chinta. Really? Chinta. And what is the word for thinking? Sochna. And what is the word for being conscious of something? Chinta. Chaitna. Chinta, Chaitna, some connection? Right? In other words, to be conscious in this world means to be chinta. If you are conscious, if you are unconscious, okay, no chinta. But if you are awake, if you are conscious, there is chinta. What will happen next? What's coming? What's down the road? Will I make money? Will I lose money? Will my wife be nice to me when I get home? Or will she be angry? All this chinta, 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 chinta. Practically speaking, Every thought in the material sphere is chinta. If you are conscious, you are chinta. Chinta, kunta. Sanskrit, kunta. Spiritual world, vaikunta. No anxiety, no chinta, no worries. No worries. But not no worries because of no consciousness. You can free yourself of worry if you just become unconscious. Or, in another sense, ignorant. If you ignore this world, yes, you may have some relief. But if you have your eyes open, how can you not be in anxiety if you're on the material platform? Padam, padam, yadvipadam. At every step, there is danger. You think, I'm in Mumbai. I'm in a good place. No problem. You go to Taj to have good meal. And in come terrorist with machine gun and boom, 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 finished. Who knows? Could anyone on that day, that terrible day, which is anniversary is coming, I think, isn't it? What it is? Pretty soon. Anyway, what is the date? 27 November. Yeah. So it's still another little while. But on that day, no one could think. No one thought they were going about their business. Everyone was simply thinking, Mumbai, good life. And then all of a sudden, without any warning, not any single warning, no possibility, everything is terror. You don't know. None of us knows what will happen next. By the grace of Mahamaya, we are able to forget. Otherwise, we would all be in insane asylums. We'd all be in the madhouse. There's a description of such a condition. It's called paranoia, where everything, anywhere, is a cause of fear. But there's another way to look at it. It is reality. But there is a place. There is a place, Vaikuntha, a place where there is no anxiety, there is no fear. And we're beginning to hear here a little bit about that place, what it's like. And by the end of this chapter, this particular purport, we are also hearing a little bit about how to enter that place, even now, even here. Not like other paths, dharmic paths, which promise some place when we die. The Bhagavatam promise offers you Vaikuntha here, now, in this world. But first, let's hear, as we are hearing now, about the spiritual place of Vaikuntha. So in this verse, we hear a little bit about the souls who are there. Now Prabhupada talks about Vaikuntha throughout his books, lectures, he describes, there are many places. Now is advertising time. Vanipedia. Any of you who have access to the internet, you ever want to know anything about anything spiritual, there is a place to go. Vanipedia. V-A-N-I-P-E-D-I-A. If any of you have been on there, you must know Wikipedia. If you want to know anything about anything materially, where do you go? Wikipedia. If you want to know anything about spiritual life, you also have a place to go, Vanipedia. Srila Prabhupada's Vani, organized, topically, categorized. So you go and you look, Vaikuntha, which is what I did this morning. In so many places, Srila Prabhupada talks about Vaikuntha. He talks about the residents of Vaikuntha. He gives a very interesting analogy. And that if you are in an assembly of very high qualified gentlemen, say you are in the Rajya Sabha, the Raj Bhavan, the president's palace is called Raj Bhavan, no? Rashtrapati Bhavan, governor's palace is Raj Bhavan. Rashtrapati Bhavan. So, you're in Rashtrapati Bhavan, and there is a gathering, and everyone is dressed paka. Very nicely, men, women, all dressed very beautifully. And amongst them is the president, Pranab Mukherjee. Right? He's walking around. And by external features, everyone looks very similar. But the president carries perhaps a ring or something, maybe a little seal or what he carries that proves he's the president. So in Vaikuntha, it's like that. Prabhupada uses this example a few places. That in Vaikuntha, it is like that. Everyone, they have similar four hands, they carry different weapons and things in their hands that have all powers and abilities and enhancements. But Krishna, Narayan, he has Sri Vatsa, which distinguishes him. And everyone knows. Everyone knows. Because everyone is in the mood of servant. In Vaikuntha there are two rasas only. In the Vaikuntha lokas. There is the rasa of servitude. And there's a rasa called Gaurava Sakya. This is the lower realm of friendship. In the Sakya Ras, there is Gaurava Sakya and Vishram. I don't remember. But Vishram, something like that. So in Gaurava Sakya, although friendship is there, there's still awe and reverence. There are many examples in our material life. We may have a boss in our work that we can be very friendly with. But there's still, he's the boss and I'm the employee or servant. There's something there, right? That makes that relationship just a little different. In Krishna Loka, the friends don't know that Krishna is the Lord, God, Narayan. They're on an equal platform. But in Vaikuntha, there is this mood of service. And everyone is absorbed in service, absorbed in this mood, enjoying, constantly enjoying varieties of service. Now we can experience this ourselves. Prabhupada has given us the opportunity with these temples, with this movement, to experience Vaikuntha, to taste Vaikuntha by becoming absorbed in service. In this realm of devotional service, there is opulence. Look at where we are. We are in the midst of a beautifully opulent temple with Krishna dressed so attractively. We should also try to maintain ourselves attractively. We should not let our bodily appearance become ugly. Srila Prabhupada instructs us in this way. We should not neglect our unnecessary, I mean, if we become sick or something like that, that's a different thing. And certainly we shouldn't endeavor in some unnecessary way to obtain costly garments or, but we should dress neatly, cleanly. Prabhupada especially wanted us with tilak. He said, when he sees, he wrote to his godbrother, Madhav Maharaj, in the early 69, something like this, that I am here with these young men and women, and when I see them with Kunti Mala and tilak, I feel like I am in Vaikuntha. Surrounded by Vaikuntha residents. Srila Prabhupada could see beyond our, you know, our unkemptness and so on. He saw the tilak, he saw the neck beads, and he felt he was in Vaikuntha. There are occasions when he comments that he appears to actually see four arms amongst the people in the audience, thinking, yeah, the Vaikuntha residents have come. Demigods. In the Vaikuntha realm, there are men, there are women. The women are extraordinarily beautiful. But it's not like here. I mean, now I'm speaking from the man's perspective. And most of you here are men, so. But, and perhaps some of you are very, very elevated. But I have to say, the nature of a man is when they see a beautiful woman, there's automatically, practically, a desire to enjoy. It just springs up. But in the spiritual world, the residents can enjoy the beauty without any feeling of desire to exploit that beauty for sense credit, for sex life. To be very clear. No desire. They can appreciate and they can enjoy all of this, the beautiful women. The men enjoy the beautiful women. The women enjoy the handsome, gorgeous, effulgent. Look at the description of these men. The men of Vaikuntha are being described. These are men that have come. And look at what they have described. Their strength, their bodily features, their effulgence. They are extraordinarily beautiful. In comparison to the Yamadutas, the Yamadutas are, you know, the other side of the coin. They're pretty ugly, not very attractive at all. So you can imagine a bunch of, I mean, I can imagine because I'm, you know, pretty close to that category, that, you know, homely, ugly, and then all of a sudden these extraordinarily beautiful men, you know, any of your Bollywood stars, just multiply that by 5,000 times or whatever, and then, you know, you start to get an idea of how beautiful, gorgeous, handsome, virile. They're not weaklings. What are they carrying? Bows and arrows and swords and clubs. These are not just, you know, these are strong, virile, handsome, beautiful men. And they don't just have two arms. They have four. Four arms. They don't need any light because they spread their own light. So effulgent. And yet they have no pride. They're not proud of their beauty. They're not competing with each other. I'm handsome, more handsome than you. There's no Miss America or Mr. America or Mr. Universe contest in the Vaikuntha world. They're simply enjoying the opulence that Krishna has manifest in Krishna consciousness. Thinking of Krishna, thinking how beautiful is Krishna's creation, how wonderful is Krishna's creation, how gorgeous is everything, how can I somehow or other make it more gorgeous, more beautiful, more wonderful for Krishna. There is a description that Srila Prabhupada gave, I came across, which I was very curious about. It talked about some ladies of Vaikuntha sweeping the palace. I thought, well, you know, in this world, to sweep is for the lower class servants, you know. And here are these ladies of Vaikuntha. They're cleaning, they're sweeping. Because they're absorbed in this mood of service. If you see some of the paintings that were commissioned by Srila Prabhupada of Vaikuntha, what do you see? The inhabitants, what are they doing? Many of them are playing instruments. They're singing. So the first place that we can begin to enter Vaikuntha here in our ISKCON is through kirtan. Kirtan is our gate, our first gate. When we enter into kirtan, the Lord is there. And very fortunately, especially in this community, there are wonderful musicians as well, augmenting the experience, adding embellishment. This is called alankara. The Lord is already extraordinarily beautiful. And yet we come and we engage in His service by decorating the deity, decorating the altars. This is alankara, if I get my Sanskrit right. Is it right? Alankara? Yeah. This is called alankara, embellishment. And when we do kirtan, we invite the musicians to embellish the kirtan. The kirtan doesn't depend on the musicians. The kirtan is wonderful, just like the Lord doesn't depend on our decoration to be extraordinarily beautiful. But by adding these embellishments, we add our service, and that embellishes the Lord's presence, and the sweetness of His presence becomes more and more. So we start to enter into Vaikuntha in kirtan. And I think if most of you have experienced that when you really enter into the kirtan, when you really listen, when you put aside any other thoughts, and you listen to your own voice and you listen to everyone else's, you start to feel all the kunta goes away. All the chinta goes away. And you get lifted up and up and up. And you begin to enter Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada has created this international society for Krishna consciousness to create this Vaikuntha for all of us. That here, in this world of chinta, this jora jagat, this world of birth, death, old age, disease, that we can leave. We heard in the GBC meeting a beautiful letter. I recommend you all to search it in Vanipedia. A letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1957, something like that, to Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the President of India at the time. And he said, Your Excellency, I am here to submit something. Just like in the Vedic days, the king would hear the citizens, so I must submit something. I tell you truthfully, I have the clue of going back to Godhead. I know. I have it. I am certain of going back to Godhead at the end of this material life. I have the clue. I have the knowledge. And I beg you to please listen how this information can be shared with all. How everyone can get this ticket, this path, out of this kunta, out of this world of chinta, and to the world of Vaikuntha, the eternal world, where there is no anxiety. There's always loving bliss. If you ever thought, well, Vaikuntha, I mean, what do you do all that? I mean, if you don't have any anxieties, if you don't have any business, you don't have anything to do to keep your body and soul together and work to do, then what do you do all day? All of us, many of us, feel like we've got to do something. We're very creative. So we're always trying to make things, and we want new experience. And sometimes you might think that, well, if I couldn't, wouldn't it get boring? The same thing every day? Don't worry. Don't worry. There is unlimited variety in Vaikuntha of devotional service. The only difference is there is no contamination of envy, of greed, of offense, of enmity. Srila Prabhupada once said that if you have no envy, you are in Vaikuntha. You are in the spiritual world. So don't worry. Take the ticket. Take Srila Prabhupada's offer. Follow his footsteps. He had the clue. He has the clue. He's gone. He's there. Of course, he's always been there. He comes to us to lead us. And by the grace of the Lord, he may be in some universe doing the same thing in service. But we know he is calling us back to Godhead, back to Godhead, back to Godhead, back to Godhead. Come. And here's the path. Take it. Step by step. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. So if there's any comments on the topic, you'd like to add something to our understanding of Vaikuntha, there's much more. Vanipedia, go there and you can read. Just search Vaikuntha. You'll spend the whole... I had to drag myself away to come and talk to you because I was reading so many nice things about Vaikuntha. Or if you have any questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Apart from impersonal salvation, impersonal liberation, that is Sayujya, there are four personal liberation.
Yes.
Sayujya, Sarupya, Samipya. So, suppose those devotees who have attained this liberation and they later on realize that better to go for bhakti rather than this mukti. So, do they have the chance to switch over to bhakti from mukti?
Prabhupada speaks of entering into these various forms of liberation. Aside from Sayujya, the merging into Brahman, which Prabhupada describes as a temporary liberty. He doesn't even give it the status of full liberation. He says, Nyanye Ravindaksha Vivunkimaninas, how does it go? Aruriya Krishna Panam Padandada Padantyadho Yushmadangraya, right? Something like that. Anyway, he says that in that liberation, because it's not fully satisfying to the soul, such jivas come again to this world. But for other stages of liberation, sarupya, so on, basically Srila Prabhupada simply describes them in these two categories. Those who enter Vaikuntha and those who go to Krishna Loka, Goloka with Krishna, where they can experience rasas of Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. But he describes that it's a matter of taste. That naturally, some jivas become attracted to the path of towards Vaikuntha, Narayana. And they're fully satisfied. They're not thinking, oh, I should have followed Raga Marg, I was a Vaidhi Bhakti, I was worshipping Raya. They don't think like that. They're in their full spiritual experience. So they're not... That's my understanding. Now, I have heard of some situations in which a devotee may experience the Vaikuntha realm and desire to go further and towards Krishna Loka. But this is a very different type of situation. So my brief answer to your question is that the satisfaction that the jiva experienced in his natural rasa with Krishna is the same. You or I might like pizza. So if I sit down in front of a plate of pizza and I eat it and I'm very satisfied. And you might like pasta. So you sit down in front of a plate of pasta, you eat it, and at the end you're very satisfied. Now both of us have been satisfied. We're both satisfied. Now you had pasta, I had pizza, but the satisfaction is the same. Or maybe chapatis or samosas or kachoris or dokla, idli. You're from south, so you sit down and you have nice idli and dosha and you're very satisfied. And you're from north, you have paratha and then you're satisfied. So, but the satisfaction is the same. So it is like that with the rasas. There are different tastes. Now, there are also, in one sense, because the words are used, Prabhupada does, and the acharyas do categorize rasas in terms of lower, higher, so on and so forth. Because in certain, like in Madhurya Ras, the expression of love is beyond any other Ras. But somehow or other, for the jiva, whatever Ras they come into, that is their attraction. And as we practice Vaidhi Bhakti, as we practice we start to enter Vaikuntha in Kirtan, and we begin to drop off our material coverings. And as we begin to fan our spiritual nature, a body will start to emerge. The seed is there. It's in us. It's always been in us. It will come out by the grace of Krishna. And we will discover one day we will be there. Does that answer your question?
Well, those four personal liberators, they end up in Vaikuntha, you mean to say like that?
Excuse me?
Those four types of personal liberation, they end up in Vaikuntha?
Okay, there's Sayujya, which is Brahman. There's Sarupya, which is having the same bodily form. There is Sahitya. I'm rusty on this.
Sarupya, Samipya, Salokya and Srishti.
Salokya is living on the same planet. Samipya is
closer.
Friendship. Being with, having association. So some of those are sort of generic. They can apply both to Vaikuntha and to Krishna Loka. Being on the same Salokya. Which Lokya? it can be Goloka, or Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, is all Salokya. So, I think that, and this is a good, go to Vanapedia and study this, and you'll find out more, because I don't know exactly the answer.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Someone over here, yes. And I don't know how much time we have. But,
Krishna. In the Purport, Prabhupada says, if someone is Vaishnava, he will understand, like someone else is devotee. And he is giving like kind of example of Yamdutas also, like they are also Vaishnavas, like we understand like that. But still Prabhupada is giving example, like if one is devotee, then he will understand who is devotee, who is not devotee. How to understand this?
Yes, the Yamadutas, yes, they are devotees, but they are not very, you know, their situation, their service is such that they don't have experience of the full Vaishnava world. You know, they're servants, they're devoted to Vishnu, but they, for whatever reason, whatever their particular karmas are and so on, this is their current situation. They have a pretty tough task to do. And I don't know what specific karma you do to become a Yamaduta. You know, that's you know, it's certainly better than actually living in hell, but it's still, you know, not exactly this greatest service. But it's just probably there's lots of lessons to be learned in that that position, and as we see here, these Yamadutas are learning the lesson of how to recognize a Vaishnava. So we, as Vaishnavas, may also find ourselves in that situation. We're trying to be Vaishnavas. Are we really Vaishnavas? I mean, this is, you know, in one sense, yes, we're Vaishnavas. In another sense, what did Bhaktisiddhanta wrote a book? Vaishnava K. Who's the Vaishnava? So, you know, we're both Vaishnavas and aspiring to be Vaishnavas. And part of that is to learn about the qualities, characteristics of Vaishnavas and begin to recognize amongst the population who are the Vaishnavas and to seek their association and to avoid offending them. So, yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We in the material world are aware that there is another world called Vaikuntha, a spiritual world. But those who are in Vaikuntha, are they aware that there is such thing as material world?
When you go, you can ask. Well, Jai and Vijay, they were aware because they were at the gate. So similarly, there must be some residents that they are aware of this. But I don't think they give it much thought. Except we also know that residents of Vaikuntha come. They come here. They come to be with us. So on that, from that we might think, it might be some indication that yes, there's, because Krishna is aware and Krishna is thinking. Sometimes, you know, when we study Shastra, we come across these pastimes of Krishna thinking about us here in this world and thinking how to save us. And thus he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes, he incarnates. There's also a variety of Vaikuntha environments. Even in the material world there is a Vaikuntha environment in Dhruva Loka. And there's another Loka Loka where the Lord resides, and he's here in Sweta Dweep, this is also Vaikuntha. So there are various environments. Vaikuntha environments where the Lord is thinking about how to save us. Now it's not, you know, this is Leela, it's extraordinary, it's not something we can directly speculate about. But there's some inference I don't go to Vanipedia and you can research and maybe you'll find the exact reference, but there seems to be some inference from that in Vaikuntha from time to that yes, there's an awareness of the, especially because there is a significant, we go to Vaikuntha from here. So, although our material existence, once we become liberated and free, appears like a dream, it appears that although it was an eternity, practically, you can't trace out the time. It's anitya, nityabada. We are nityabada souls. This is, what is it? Anadi karma. Anadi karma phale. Our karma is anadi. We are nityabada. And yet, in Vaikuntha, we are nityamukta. That is from this purport. Prabhupada says, all the residents of Vaikuntha are nityamukta. We transform from nityabada to nityamukta. So it is reasonable, I would say, to infer that some feeling at least remains there for those who remain in this material world. And on the order of the Lord, from time to time, residents of Vaikuntha, they come and they lead us back to Vaikuntha. So it's 9:15. We have one last question back here.
Hi, Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, this is not question is not related to today's class, but from Bhagavad Gita only. Can I ask? Prabhuji, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in 18.63, Itite jnanam akhyatam guyat guyataram maya mimrishyeta dashishyana ete chasitata huru, where Prabhupada has translated, thus I have given you knowledge still more confidential, deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. Now why does Krishna tell Arjuna, now I have given you all the knowledge, in third chapter I have given you about Karma Yoga, sixth chapter I have given you about Dhyana Yoga. Now Krishna is telling that, now Arjuna, you do what you wish to do. Now why is not Krishna telling Arjuna to fight here in this 18.63 text? Can you please explain?
Why does he, if I've understood, you're asking me when Krishna concludes, he's given all this information, knowledge, he's imparted so much knowledge to Arjuna, and now he says, now you've received this, now you act according to you. You act as you wish. And your question is, why doesn't he just tell him? Is that your question?
My question is, why is Krishna not, in the beginning Krishna is telling you have to fight, but now in the, after the 18th chapter he is telling in 63, now you do what you should. He is giving freedom to Arjuna. Why is he telling like that?
He gives him that choice. He said, because this is a very important lesson of the Gita. Krishna offers Arjuna, encourages Arjuna, initially as his friend, because as we know, initially he's talking, Arjuna and Krishna are talking as friends. And Krishna is saying, yeah, what are you doing? You must fight. And then Arjuna surrenders to Krishna as his guru, says, please, put aside our friendship, now teach me, enlighten me, so I can understand what to do. And so Krishna leads him step by step to understand with knowledge, to cut his ignorance with his own sword of knowledge. And then once doing that, he now can act freely not on the order of Krishna or someone else or anyone else, but on his own initiative, with his own knowledge, with his own heart, with his own soul, and with his own love for Krishna, he is now ready to act. And Krishna gives him this. Now you've received this. Now you act according to your wish, according to your love, according to your desire. He knows that Arjuna has received this. He's confident. He knows. Arjuna has already expressed to Krishna that his doubts are clear. He is free. He's already expressed this. And Krishna is confirming. You've received it, now you act according to this freedom that you have achieved. This is very important that Krishna is giving us, it's one of the fundamentals of our relationship with Krishna, that it's not a forced relationship, it is a free relationship, it is freedom. It is absolute freedom, complete freedom. And this is who we are. We are free souls. And Krishna is giving us the opportunity to experience our freedom by cutting away the bondage, the darkness, the prison that we have ended up in by our choice to forget Him, to turn away. That's our choice. Now, by our choice, we turn to Krishna and He gives us the door. He opens the door and we become free. That is Vaikuntha. So thank you. I think we'll end here. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.